Let's get started. So we are in Sharon Perek Hey. Okay. Now, what we said last time, was like this. A lot of background noise, but I'm sure it's okay. Okay, so what we said last time was that there's a Gemara that says that the nefesh, the neshama of a person, is similar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, that the neshama of the person, the way it relates to the guf, is similar to the way the HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates to the world. And the Gemara gives five comparisons. The Gemara Brachas, Daf Yud. And the Gemara says like this. Aleph, Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mimale Es Ha'ilam. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu fills up the world. Af HaNeshama Mimale Es Kol HaGuf. So too, the Neshama fills up the guf. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu Raya Ve'inay Nire. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees, but is not visible. Af HaNeshama Raya Ve'inay Nire. So also the Neshama is sees as, and is not visible. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zona Es Kol HaIlam. Af HaNeshama Zona Es HaGuf. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is on the world. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Neshama is on the guf. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tahar. Af HaNeshama Tahira. That no tumah can affect the Kodesh Baruch himself, and Ma Kodesh Baruch Yosef Bechadri Chadarim, just the Kodesh Baruch who is in the middle, is in the depth of the world, so too the neshama is in the depth of the guf. Okay, but this is the idea that the neshama is compared to the guf. Now, the Nefesh HaChaim uses this mashal because he's trying to explain that. How is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates to the world? So he says, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates to the world is the same way the Neshama relates to the Guf. But he says, it's only a mashal, obviously. We can't get out of hand, but it's a mashal. And he says like this. He says that, you know, there's certain things that you can't really explain what they are. You can only explain what they're not. Right? There's certain things that you cannot explain what they are. The only way you can understand it is by explaining what it's not. So he says, we cannot have any tefisa in a Kodesh Baruch Hu. We have no tefisa in a Kodesh Baruch Hu. What's a Kodesh Baruch Hu? Ein Sof. There's no end. We can't describe him. We just describe what is not. What is not is a Sof. It's Ein Sof. So that's the only thing that we really have a full tefisa in a Kodesh Baruch Hu is Ein Sof. We don't have a tefisa in a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Another thing, we don't understand, we can't have a tefisa on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we can have one thing, we have a tefisa that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not be in the world would become batal. So we know what the world would look like without HaKadosh, but we can't be tight as HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. So Memela, what Nefesh HaChaim is saying is so too, we have no tefisa in the Neshama. The only way we have a tefisa in the neshama is that we know that the neshama interacts with the guf. We know that we see that when the neshama is in the guf moves. You could hear, you could see. When the neshama is not in the guf, then you can't. So we don't really know what the neshama is, but the only tefisa we have in the neshama is that when it's in the guf, then we can understand a little bit about it. Otherwise, it's not here at all. So he's saying that's the same thing. That's the point of the mashal. The point of the mashal is not to help us understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Because again, we never try to understand Hashem himself. We don't understand anything about Hashem himself. But it's to help us realize that Hashem's interaction with the world is the same way. Is the interior, is the motor behind everything. It's the energy behind the whole world, just like the neshama is the energy behind the guf. And just like we cannot have a tefisa in the neshama by itself only as part of the guf, so too we can't have a tefisa in a Kodesh Baruch Hu by himself. Only a tefisa we can have a Kodesh Baruch Hu is when he's interacting with the world. Okay, but what's interesting is that Nefesh HaChaim continues to say that. And he says, that's why all these mashalim are not really good mashalim. It's just to give us a little bit of this inkling into what's going on. But then he says something very interesting. So again, just as our only way to understand the neshama is by seeing it interact through the guf, so too the only way we have a Kadosh Baruch Hu is his interactions with the world. His interactions with the world is what helps us realize a little bit of Tzvi Tzvi Kadosh Baruch Hu. But then he says, not much unbelievable thing, he says that not just is the parallel of a Kadosh Baruch Hu as the neshama, but it's really that's not the only thing that Kadosh Baruch Hu is comparable to the neshama. That means that his interaction with the world is like the guf. Okay, because that's what we're trying to say. We're trying to say is that the same way the neshama, when it wants to hear, it uses the ear. So we said yesterday, does that mean the ear heard you? No. So who heard you? Well, when you take away the neshama, nobody heard. So it means the neshama heard, but the neshama can't hear. Neshamas are not physical. So neshamas can't hear. Who tastes? Your tongue tastes. Well, if you're dead, if someone's there's no neshama in them, their tongue doesn't taste anything. So, but the neshama itself is not physical, so neshama doesn't taste. So what does it mean? It means that the neshama empowers the guf, that when it's in the guf, it allows the guf to now have these physical manifestations. So he says even deeper. So he says that's the parallel between the Kadosh Baruch Hu and the world. Is that Kadosh Baruch Hu manifests himself in the world. That's not the Ein Sof, that's not Kadosh Baruch Hu himself. But when it's manifest in the world, now we start seeing Kadosh Baruch Hu. But he says this, that we use Mishalim in the Chumash, that Hashem sees with his Einayim, right? And Hashem has Oizen, right? When there's Sukkim that say about the Oizen. And, you know, different Mishalim that are used in the Sukkim to explain, things about a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So normally we say, obviously there's no guf, Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have a guf, which, by the way, that's one of the Yud Gimel Ikrim of the Rambam, is to believe that Hashem doesn't have a guf. And the question is, what was the other tzad? What's the Rambam coming to say? There are those that think that Hashem has a guf? I mean, why is that such a principle of Emunah? You don't believe in God? Fine, don't believe in God. You don't believe God is all-powerful? Okay. But we already have an ikar that Hashem is all powerful. Hashem has Ein Sof, and Hashem is forever, and Hashem exists. So now, oh, by the way, he doesn't have a guf. Well, then he would be limited to a guf. So obviously, well, what's the chiddush of that ikar of emunah that Hashem has no body? What does that mean? Okay, but we're not going to get into that right now. But because it seems like there are those Rishonim that seem to have held something like there was some sort of corporal, there was some sort of guf to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I read a whole article written by my Rabbi Lopiansky. He wrote that no one ever held like that. And he disproved anyone that ever had a philosophy or a theory that there was a guf. That's not what they meant, because it's impossible. And it was a very interesting article. Anyway, but even though Hashem has no guf, when we use the mashal that Hashem is an ayin, it's not just a mashal. It's not just Hashem sees. It's really trying to express that Hashem has an ayin. What does that mean? Just like our neshama uses the ayin to see the world. So, the neshama is not physical, so neshama cannot see. Okay. But the ayin without the neshama cannot see either. So it's the neshama through the ayin that's creating this seeing. So when we say Hashem as an ayin to see, we're not talking about, it's true, we're not talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ein Sof. We don't talk about Hashem himself. But Hashem interacts with the world. And when he's interacting with the world, there's something called the midah of ayin. And the midah of ayin, through that midah of ayin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol sees. So it's true that we're not describing Ein Sof, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself has an ayin. But there's a description of how Kadosh Baruch Hu interacts with the world. So Hashem interacts with the world with Yadayim, because what's Yadayim? Your hands cannot touch it and feel without a neshama. So it's the neshama's touching. Well, it's your hand touching. It's the same thing. The idea is that the neshama exists in the person, and now the neshama uses the yad to touch. When we say yad, it's not a mashal. There's a midah of yad in Hashem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can kaviyachol interact with the world through the midah of yad, and you're describing his interaction with the world.
That's the reality. So our hands really
there. Right. The mashal of right. So it's really the opposite. Right, as Rabbi Furman, who's sitting here, is pointing out, Rabbi Noach, is pointing out that that, and that's really what the point of Nefesh HaChaim is this is another whole entire element of Tzelem Elokim. It becomes now a whole new understanding or depth into Tzelem Elokim, if you think about it, right? Because now what's going on is that really our guf is really a mosh, it's the opposite. Poshup shot, you think, is that we have a yad and we have a naim. So Hashem in the Torah used a muscle of an ayin or a yad to help us understand the concept better of Hashem. It's the opposite. Hashem interacts with the world. Hashem interacts with the world through a midah of yad, and he interacts with the world physically, and he interacts with the world in the midah of ayin to see. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a person in that way so that we could understand the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu interacts with the world. He gave us Yadayim so that we can, and he gave us a neshama inside a guf. And the neshama is nira v'eino nira, like the Gemara says, it's memala kol gufay. Why? So that we can understand the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu interacts with the world. It's the opposite. It's not that that Hashem is using our ayin as a mushal. And when the Torah says Hashem sees with his einayim, then it means that, oh, he's just giving a mushal of our einayim. No, it's the opposite. Hashem has an ayin. Right? Hashem is a midah of ayin that is the way that he interacts with the world. For us to understand that, Hashem gave us an ayin as well. Just the opposite. It means we're created with the midos HaKadosh Baruch Hu to that degree. We're created in that way that everything that we have is a moshal to what exists in the Hanhaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a Hanhaga in the Bria that he walks to go see, Hashem gave us legs so we can understand that hanhaga. What's making your legs go? The neshama. Because again, we were created with the neshama. Why do we have to be created with the neshama that we can't see? Wouldn't it be much better if we could see the neshama? Wouldn't it be much better if the neshama was much more real? Yeah, but then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not in the world. He's nira ve'eino nira. So therefore, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sasum in the Bria, Hashem is hidden in the Bria, and there's a physical Bria, which is the shell, and the neshama, the interior, the life of the Bria is Hashem. So to in our guf, we have a physical guf, and the neshama is the inside. And that's what's making the Yadayim work, which is the same thing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ein Sof, is interacting with the world, with the midah of Yadayim, in the same way. So everything in our guf is the opposite. It's a mashal for Hashem. Not that Hashem is using a mashal of our guf. Okay? So this is the how he learns this whole concept. And in the end, in the very last paragraph, he says that's why you find, you know, and there's a few places in the Psukim and Chazal that we compare HaKadosh Baruch Hu to a person. Like it says, Lo Salin Nivlosoy Al Ha'et, do not leave a person hanging on a tree overnight. Why kikil asalikim toli? Because it's like the image of God is toli. Why? Because every single part that's hanging there is created to indicate a certain midah of Hashem. So therefore, it's crucial that we have that havana, that we understand. It's not. It's a bizoyon to leave it up overnight, right? And at the very last sentence, he says, "Rotzalaymar zesh shesim b'sefer dekratam alzeh ki b'tzelim elokim asasa adam." This is a whole nother level of understanding. B'tzelem Elokim bara asa Adam. Okay, so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world this way, and we are B'tzelem Elokim in that way. What I'm saying to you now was in the Haggah. So if you have an Nefesh HaChaim in Parak Shar Beis, Parak Hey, it's in the second footnote. There's one footnote before. In the second note, in the second Haggah, he says, I'm going to read it and translate. He says like this, "V'zeh inyan kol ha-ta'arim ha-nizkarim ba-ta'ir olav yizbarach." And this is the inyan of all those descriptions, ayin, yad, regel. When you say ayin, eyes, feet, hands, hakom tzadis chavrusa yizbarach lo'aylam. It's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu interacts with the Bria. Shem mesudar v'alzeh ha-seder b'chol elu ha-evarim. It's set up in this way through these evarim. That's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself interacts, is using that midah of ayin, etc. Of him shemus atzmiim la'koyches loy mushalim. It's a shem etzem. It's a real thing. It's not a mashal. that, okay, oh, Hashem interacts with the world and we want to find the Moshel. It's similar to an ayin. That's not similar to an ayin. It's the ayin. It's the midah of ayin. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu is using that midah to interact in that way. Just like you don't say, well, how do you see? Well, it's like saying, how do you see? Well, there's a concept of a lens in a camera. So it's like that. It's not like the lens. You also have a lens. The camera was made to mimic the eye of the person. So why you're giving me a mushal, right? So the ayin is the real thing. The gam loishahim ba'adam, rak l'simin, it's not a simin in a person. The remez l'inyanim el yoinim. Okay, ke'inyan Hashem shel ha'adam, shu simin lo'isa atzura v'atavnes, shehuskam l'kroisa b'zeh Hashem, el shekam ba'adam imatzmim, kima shu kolom v'shokam b'seder, v'sudah v'tzelem d'mos tavnes ha'adam l'omais. So the whole world was created in that way, and in the interaction with the Bria was done in a way to mimic, was done in a way with these midos, and Hashem created a person in this way, gufa, so that we would understand and be able to relate to the way Hashem is knowing in the world. But we're going to see later, it's not just that we should understand it better. Okay, this is where we get to the first definition of Tzal Melukim, is because there's so much parallel between the person and the Bria. So when we use our regel, we could be mechazik the midah of regel in Hashem. And when we use our ayin, we can mechazik the midah of ayin, because it's the same thing. So that's Hashem created the parallels in the world. Okay, so we'll get to this a little more tomorrow. We're going to talk tomorrow about how if the way we do what, how does eating and drinking come in? Yeah, it's amazing. Keeps on going. All right, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.
I have a quick question. Could you just stay on?